It's Wrecking Ball Radio.
Shut up and entertain me.
There's no rules. There's no rules.
Holy sh! It's amazing.
I see her sarcasm and nastiness grow.
This is Davin's Den.
Good evening, everybody.
Hi, everybody.
What's up, my friend?
Apparently, our sound is very low. Unless Jez Girl is saying that we're very low. And I take umbrage.
It's Davin's school sexy boy.
He's very low.
Swing low.
Oh, Davin is low. I'm good. I barely hear you.
How about me? How am I?
You were, yeah, I know. You were kind of doing your phone sex voice. Okay.
And now I should be nice and clear. And now that I actually talk into the microphone.
Yeah, that would be better.
Probably.
Yeah, especially.
Better, everybody?
Yeah. Yeah, we'll see in a second.
All right. On the show, Russ goes to extreme measures to end his teenage daughter's relationship.
He looks very pleased with himself.
Yeah, absolutely. Still smiling, still smiling.
He's very pleased with himself. I don't know if everybody else on the show will be pleased.
Deal with it.
Or displeased. I don't know.
Deal with it.
School fools, a white teacher tells a young black student he'll be lynched.
Classy, very classy.
And a teacher is thrown in jail for questioning the superintendent's raise. Possibly racist coffee cans or historically correct. I don't know. A new bit called Decoding the Bible. You excited about this?
I am. I think this is going to be interesting, or it's going to be just like a truck running over a squirrel moment.
I think it touches back onto our sacrilegious roots.
Oh, yeah.
Sacrilegious roots?
Yeah.
Wow. A barbarism?
Yes.
Nice.
You're still low and muffly.
Oh,
yes.
Yeah. That's Davin's wife's problem.
Russ, will you take the pillow off of Davin's face? That's really
nice.
You're not a
good. Everybody else sound okay.
I sound good. And Russ sounds good.
All right. I've cranked mine up. I've cranked it.
Oh, right in front of me.
A little more.
Damn. You know, there's no decency. There's Trucker Tom. Hi.
Hey, Tom heard Name That Orgasm.
And it's of the female persuasion, so Tom wants to defend that crown.
It was like, what?
Tom will gladly let the gay Name That Orgasm crown go to somebody else. But the straight Name That Orgasm crown, that is a title he wants to defend. I understand.
Yes, he definitely wants to get in there and make his bones, if you will.
Right.
Thank you. Thank you, Russ.
Round of applause.
You're right. Anyway, okay. So we're going to tell the results of a new sex survey, which looks at how many sexual partners everybody has.
No comment.
And and the aforementioned Name That Orgasm.
Right now.
See, we had to name that orgasm. We put it together about once a year, honestly.
Yeah, I know.
But we had to do it because Russ has been a sponsor from the beginning.
Yeah.
And there was a time he could not play Name That Orgasm.
Right.
And we have not put it together in the year or two that he can play it.
Yeah.
So
yes.
I felt like...
And I can.
And this is usually...
I waited 7 years.
This is usually the time of the year when we play. We usually do it towards the beginning of the year.
Yeah, do we?
To piss everybody off from the start?
Well, yeah.
Yeah, pretty much.
So, but I'm glad that Tom is in the house to defend his title.
Yeah. Well, Tom said, can't hear Davin. Show's ratings just went up.
Still can't hear me? Because I'm registering on the thing.
Well, Joe's girl says, oh, he's back. I can hear him now. And they're saying conflicting things at the moment, but maybe...
Typical.
All right,
you guys dummy up for
okay.
a second. Stop talking. Can you guys hear me now? I am talking right in front of the mic. I am looking at the monitor. Everything looks good on our end. Okay, now we can do a show.
Okay.
Let's see. So we'll let you, because you said you had something you wanted to talk about.
Oh my God, I completely went blank. Oh, I know what I was talking about.
What an asshole you are.
I know. No, I'm just old. You should see the things things that drop out of my head
really?
Spontaneously.
And other parts.
Oh, yeah.
spontaneously.
Yes. Get the tarp, kids.
No.
Terrible. I went over.
Could they hear me when I was talking?
Yeah, they can hear you now.
Perfect. Okay.
Yeah, we're good. But, Trucker Tom claims that he knew nothing about the game. He just finally got home early from work enough to tune in. Yeah, right.
You make your excuses, mister. We know there's a certain type of title you wish to defend.
And now Tom says, we can hear Davin. Ratings just tanked again.
It's so nice that he's back.
Yeah, I know. You missed him, didn't you?
doesn't he have a truck he should step in front of?
Oh, my God. You are evil.
I didn't say he had to be moving. I didn't say he couldn't be moving.
Yeah, he's not nice. He's not nice.
Go on with your little story.
Oh, well, I was hanging out with my girlfriends over the weekend, and we were just talking about, you know, light fare, silly things. And then, of course...
Cottage cheese and peaches?
Yes.
Oh, no.
Salads.
Yeah, salads.
Because people look like a salad talker.
Oh, dude, come on.
We started getting into some political things towards the end of the night. And, like, people are starting to get, like, a little tipsy and a little
tired.
So
you wanted to end friendships?
Yeah, apparently. Yeah.
You were building bridges.
By the way, like, I feel compelled. Like, I have nothing to talk about with anymore but that because it's so encompassing. Our politics is now what sports was to so many
Center
people.
Stage.
Or, like, a new movie. That came out that everybody saw. Like,
fortunately,
like we're all, and like if you're not, if we were like, well, go, don't talk politics. You go, I have nothing else that interests me anymore.
Yeah. Well, that's
nothing
not true.
Matters. Nothing matters.
Well, I don't have that many. I don't have many that all that encompassing experiences with regular people.
What do you mean?
Well, like on a week like this week.
Yeah.
I didn't do anything. So there's not much to talk about except what
you
we're
can. You just got back from the Caribbean. No?
Well, that was 2 weeks ago.
Oh, okay.
But
what he had to talk about last week. Now he's
actually,
done with
I
that.
Really didn't have that much to talk about it.
No,
because I
harassed or bothered anybody in 1 week.
Well, I mean, no chairs were thrown at me. I wasn't called racist.
you did a show and there was no problems.
I did many shows where there's no problems.
Really? Right.
Although I am the only person at Atlantis Resorts who's ever had a chair thrown at them.
Nice. I can see that.
Now, there was a comedian who I was told went on a racist rant. Ooh. That would make Kramer embarrassed.
Whoa.
That's not cool.
It takes a certain type of unawareness, if that's a word, of not realizing where you are if you're going to go off on black people on an island of black people.
It's like going to the Apollo.
So I got...
Yeah, yeah.
The wrong crowd, buddy.
I got called a racist and a chair thrown at me. Still the only one at the lovely Atlantis
That's
Resorts
awesome.
To do that.
Congratulations.
But this other comedian actually snapped. Like, I guess like an audience member. As the story goes, like she was on her phone. And I guess it was a black woman. She was on her phone. And the comedian gets pissed off. We do that sometimes. We get pissed off at that.
Sure.
And he's like, oh, what's the problem? She's like, oh. And she's like, oh, I'm sorry. My mother's very elderly. She has a caregiver with her right now. They just called me. I'm just seeing to see if everything's okay. Now, realistically, you should excuse yourself.
Yes.
As a comic, though, okay.
Fair game.
This is...
No. As a...
You opened yourself
just,
up.
Yeah, you are evil.
Now, as
her old mom.
No, as a comic, you can make a quick joke. You can go,
right.
I get it, but can you take it outside?
Yeah.
Or
yeah.
You can just move on.
Yeah.
That's being nice.
Right, but you know what? You,
I'm getting flashbacks of Andrew Dice Clay dragging people
but
back.
But no, it's a first of all, it's a different time.
No.
It's a different era. It's a different era.
Yeah, that's true.
This is a resort. Snow they're not coming to see you. They're just going for a night out at the resort. You're staying at the resort. You might encounter these people again.
Oh, can you imagine the breakfast brunch and there's the person that you ripped?
The chair comes flying by the breakfast sausages. Right, that's
one of you, man. So you pick your battles. You decide.
Yeah.
You decide which hill you're going to die on.
That makes sense.
This is not a hill I would die on. Like if it was me, I'd just go, okay, and I would move on. Remember last week I brought up with Joe, what do you do when you know a waitress is loud?
Right.
And you know that happened. You pick your and I said, well, I really didn't say anything. Like I just made a couple of comments, but I didn't attack the waitress or anything.
Well, I naively thought, oh yeah, well tell her to shut up. And you're both like, no. You don't pick on the staff.
No, you pick your battles.
You lost the venue.
Right. Yeah, this is another one we go, okay, you let it go. Well, apparently this comedian did not do that. Okay. And it's like, that's what's wrong with you people. And I guess he was dropping N-words.
People.
And he just lost his, and he'd been there several times, from what I understand.
Not anymore.
Right, and you got to remember, the managers, the managers, actually on Facebook, I was bragging on one of the managers because she's so sweet, so good, are black. They're not African-American. They're Caribbean.
Yeah, right on.
They're black. So you're going to go on this racist rant knowing you're working for black people. This, they're the ones who are there. So I guess he didn't finish the week.
I don't think so. Not that it should matter who the owners are,
not the owners. The owners, I believe, are white. But the managers, the ladies that are running the room are black.
Yeah.
And your waitresses are black.
And your audience is black. Like,
well, no, your audience is usually predominantly white, but there's black people in there.
Yeah,
and I guess, you know.
But still, that's not okay.
And the island that you're on is predominantly black.
Okay. Yeah, there's going to be torches and pitchforks on your way out.
But you know what?
Backwoods of South Carolina.
Doesn't play well anywhere.
No.
Well, it shouldn't play well anywhere.
Really?
Yeah. Unless it's at a rally where they prefer white sheets. It really should. That should not play anywhere. I don't know how we got
it's
on
not
that.
White sheets anymore. It's tiki torches.
Right.
Yeah, right, right.
And cargo shorts.
Because they're afraid to set the sheets on fire. That's why they just don't wear the sheets
pussies
anymore.
all right. Sorry. I don't know how
politics
we got on that.
That's okay.
So you're talking to your lady friends.
Politics.
You're talking politics with the girls.
Yeah, I was. And I guess I kind of got on a little mini rant. And I
do they skew left of you?
They not left of me, but kind of about the same as me.
Oh, okay.
You know, and
so they are not right.
No, they're not. Okay. No, nobody in this little group is.
Do you have conservative friends?
Me.
Right. Yes,
you. Russ.
But she doesn't.
Joe's really more conservative than I am.
Well,
yeah.
No, Joe would be but like Joe, she has a regular interaction with.
Yeah.
You would
Joe
be a conservative friend of mine because you and I have more of a regular interaction. She doesn't regularly interact with you.
Yeah.
Conservative girlfriends.
No.
I think we're seeing more of that, by the way.
Watch The View every day and throw things at your television screen. Those bastards!
They have jobs.
Have you?
They're not home. What's wrong with you?
Do you have a camera in my house?
There you go. Yeah, size her up.
Okay, so you're scores hanging out with like-minded people, as most of society is doing these days.
Yeah, I do, mostly.
That's just the way it is.
Yeah, I know.
Okay.
Yeah. This is my group, you know. I'm not speaking to people who are going to go, you bitch,
More and more we are surrounding ourselves with a little echo chamber.
Yep.
And I'm not attacking, I'm just saying that's
right. No, you're being honest. Really.
Right.
Yeah, it is.
I'm probably one of the few that has probably mostly conservative friends, you know, being left of center.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I'm probably one of the few, although some people don't talk to me no more. But
a lot of my friends, I grew up in the Bronx and I work in Jersey. Yeah, really.
So they are what, left of center of you?
They are way left of center of me.
Okay. Mm. And have you found a strain on the friendship?
No.
Okay, that's
not
good.
All
right, so you're preaching to the choir here.
Yeah,
I'm guessing the president's performance is not getting reviewed well in this conversation.
Did you see that CNN clip?
You don't have to see a CNN clip. Anytime he talks or tweets,
there you go.
No, but it was really kind of strange because I get it was the end of the night, and I get that we had been drinking a bit, and
they had some of their finest boxed wine.
Oh, not the box wine.
No, we have mixed
the
cocktails. Plastic
bottle of peach schnapps.
You're getting closer.
Oh, no.
Pip's pouring some off for the Dems that couldn't be here the night.
A little rosé for my homies.
Rosé for my homies.
hold on a second. And I realized that I'm kind of going off on an anti-Trump rant.
So you thought you were doing a segment on the show. You channeled your me.
I kind of all of a sudden realized that nobody is answering me. They're just looking at me.
Because you're not usually a political person?
Because
it's so vicious? Or because they are agreeing and they're like...
Well, they're agreeing with me. I mean, I'm seeing nods, but I have one friend is just kind of looking at me like, I don't even know what to do with you right now. Like,
maybe you're a buzzkill?
I think maybe I was.
That's where I'm going with that.
Yeah, you know what? Girls are having a nice time. Yeah. All of a sudden, a political rant kind of brings everybody down.
I do that on both sides. Like, if I'm hanging out with a mixed group and my liberal friends are ranting and I'm drunk, I'm like, shut up before I punch you. And if my conservative friends are drunk, I'm like, shut up, we're drunk, why are you talking?
I go to Russ's house for a barbecue.
That's how I react.
I go to Russ's house for a barbecue, he goes, please don't talk politics. Like,
half a bottle of Jack Daniels later.
No, that was
being around you.
just inspires political bandit.
No, no, but you told me that while you were sober and inviting me. Yeah. And then you brought it up to me. I'm like,
yes,
dude.
I have a mixed crowd of friends. I have very, very ultra-conservative friends.
But you know I can talk
to
anybody.
I have very, very ultra-liberal friends.
But you know I can talk to anybody.
I know, but just being around you inspires political banter. And add a half a bottle of whiskey, and you're talking shit. And that's what happened. You
well,
gotta give me a hall pass.
No, I'm saying you you told me not to do it while you were sober, and then once I was there and you were drinking, did it.
Oh, no,
and I'm like, I thought you didn't want to talk about this.
No.
We were talking about Roe v. Wade, and one of my like hardcore Christian friends was sitting at the table, and I'm like,
oh god,
I'm like, wrong conversation.
Well, you know, he has little calling cards that he hands out to people as they come to the party. Please don't discuss politics.
Funny.
Please don't discuss politics.
Actually, there's a few of them. Actually, Davin's very political, and you know. He stays up on the times. You know,
I was respectful until Russ and other people were like talking about with me. I'm like, well, what am I supposed to do here?
A buddy of mine reminded me. He came and tapped me on the shoulder. He was like, you said no politics. And it's funny because he's a union worker in the city, a Democrat.
Mm-hmm.
So he tapped me on the shoulder. I've known him over 30 years. He was like, Russ, you're talking politics. Like, as I was talking to Davin.
Right.
And I was like, shit, I'm drunk. I'm talking politics with Davin. I
didn't get any sober for
this.
That's
such a bad sentence.
Yes, exactly.
I'm drunk and I'm talking politics with Davin.
If Joe's listening, he goes, aha, a new strategy.
After I light my fireworks off, I drink. And, yeah, I drink like a pirate that night because it's my 4th of July party. So, yeah, and then my friend, as drunk as I was like, shit, he's sucking me in. And I blame Davin for it. I still do.
I did not suck
him. You should see Davin's face. He's like, what?
Yeah, I still blame him.
I was being delightful. Russ was trying to pawn off Twinkies on the children. Yes. All sorts of varieties of Twinkies.
Yes, we went back to the 80s. Twinkies and soda. Not even diet soda.
Oh, my God.
The sugary shit with like 32 grams of sugar. Yes, that and Twinkies.
What, you going to keep them up for 72 hours straight?
Which, by the way, I took as a direct fuck you to Michelle Obama, but I bit my tongue.
Poor Michelle. Destroying your master plans to make our kids fit and healthy.
Of course I
did. Damn you.
I'm like,
please don't say master plan in terms of politics these days. Please don't say master plan.
Yeah, it can go either way, can it?
No, yeah. It can go one way.
It goes one way, and we know what way.
All right. So you're on your soapbox.
Speaking of master plan, I did bring up the entity of Hitler. And
always a charming time.
Yes. So
remember that fellow.
What a great way to end the evening. Yeah. And then we all got on our trains and left.
Nice guy, bad mustache.
Suddenly,
nice guy, bad mustache. Yeah, that really was the issue.
Yeah.
And I got to tell you, Body Works is better soaps than he was pointing off to. Bath and Body, much better soaps. Other than that, swell guy. Swell guy.
What a blessed memory for the 20th century. I'm telling you, he just, yeah.
Yeah. So I was ingratiating myself to the whole group, and all of a sudden the dishes started getting cleared at like rapid speed.
Really?
Yeah.
You killed everybody's bugs.
I totally did. It was like, all of a sudden, it's like, yep, it's time to go.
Yeah,
I pretty much got thrown out.
Really?
Well, no, I didn't get thrown out, but I mean, like, all of a sudden, dishes are getting cleared, and, oh, well, look at the time. Look at the time.
Pip's talking about Hitler. Time to leave.
But I don't understand if they're... Pip calls me up. Can you get the equipment started up?
Cork the wine bottles. We're going home.
It's like, honey, she's delved into Hitler.
But I don't
we can get the coats.
This shit's over now.
I don't understand why, though. I mean, these are like-minded folks.
They are. And it could have just been the timing, but I sat there going, do I offend?
So you became self-conscious.
I became incredibly self-conscious. Right on,
yeah. Now, are these well-informed people?
Well, I would say that the majority
drunk,
are.
Was it a Friday or Saturday?
It was a Saturday.
Yeah, exactly. You're blowing
but that's when politics gets... But it used to be
she's
the drunk...
About mustache man.
I understand.
Who was the...
But it used to be the drunk guy at the end of the bar.
Yeah, you blew this one.
Yeah, it's like...
Yeah, you blew it. I love you, but you blew this one.
Yeah, it's a party. You're supposed to wear the lampshade, not make it. You know?
Wow. Of course you are.
So yes, I am. That's a good one.
Thank you. I just made that up.
You would not look good in that.
And I'm taking credit for it.
You would not look good in that uniform, mister.
You are not.
You were more of an orange camo hunter type uniform.
Yeah, I guess so.
Yeah, you totally have to credit me for that.
Guilty.
Yeah, footnotes. Guilty. As he's being anti-Semitic, give the proper footnote notation.
I am not being
anti-Semitic.
Well, if you start to making Jews into lampshades, yeah, kind of yes.
Well, no, we weren't planning on doing
that.
Hitler.
Yes,
and you just said you wanted to use that reference.
Yes.
It's a party.
I get it. Okay, never mind.
Wow. All right then. I really didn't think I was being covert with that.
No, you okay, that one bounced off my head.
It was subtle.
It was.
Was it? I really don't think
That was way too witty for me. No, I get it now. Wow, bad move.
You were talking about trains before. I'm not the bad guy in this conversation.
You could be.
Yeah. I know I will be by the time he's done.
You're the bad clan. You're the bad clan.
I know. Why am I the bad guy? I was just being thick at it.
You know what you did.
No, So, yeah, I kind of feel like I kind of spoiled the party.
Yeah.
You know, it's like, oh, no.
But you know what? In your defense, there's nothing else to talk about. That's the only thing the news covers now.
I know.
It's the only.
That's why you don't want to hear it on a weekend. It's like,
but what else are you
going
to talk about?
You could be watching SpongeBob.
Let's be honest.
There'll be the ticker underneath that, you know, President Trump tweets bullshit.
But most of us.
Oh, it doesn't end. It doesn't friggin' end.
Most of us are not nearly as interesting as the nonsense that goes on in D.C. and in Mar-a-Lago.
True.
Most of us are not that entertaining.
After a while, I took actually a media break for 2 weeks.
I can understand that.
Yeah.
It was like a soap opera because I turned the TV back on one night and I caught up in an hour.
Yep. Yep.
It's like, you're going to appreciate it. Like soap operas and shit like that. Both of you, you miss like a month. And
I don't watch that.
Again.
But
how long have you been married, really? Anyway.
She has a job and she's an adult. And she has things going on in her life.
Yeah.
Any females, you know, watch soap operas at all?
No. My mom.
Yeah, exactly. There you go. Well, anyway.
Yeah.
Yeah, you miss a month and you're all caught up.
Yeah, well, there was
it's like Days of Our Friggin' Lives in the media. I was literally, I took a 2 week.
Yeah, but these things.
Angry. I was going to bed angry.
Yes.
I was
yes.
eating my lunch angry.
Yes.
And I was just angry.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm like, this isn't me.
Right.
So I'm like, it's
not a happy.
No, it's not.
I was telling Pip this before the show. Unless you're hard right, or you just have that fuck you, Gene, our guy's in office.
It's hard left too.
No, no, I'm talking about being happy. I'm talking about being happy. Unless you're hard right and this is your idea of what you wanted from a president, or unless you have that fuck you, Gene, it's not a happy time.
You got to criticize.
If you're center right, if you're center left, or maybe hard left enjoys it because they can bitch all the time. Maybe that.
And then the fake news on top of the bullshit news, which makes you, oh, God.
But
like
it's not
bullshit
it's not,
news. And
it's
fake
not
news.
Happy. Like the fact
it's
that we the fact
it's all
that we
skewed
have
and nasty. I listen to these talking heads on cable.
Well,
and it's sick. And I watch a little NBC because I can't take too much of that. And then I watch mostly Fox and CNN.
You can take the Fox?
Huh? Yeah. I can take CNN too. I can take CNN.
You can take Fox and Friends?
Yeah, I listen. No, not Fox and Friends.
Fox and Friends is brutal.
No, not Fox and Friends.
I'll listen. I'll watch Cavuto if I happen.
Yeah, Cavuto's good. Hannity, radical right.
Oh,
Hannity's
so full of shit.
You know, it's the people on.
I made a poem about Hannity last week.
Even CNN, it's not so much the commentators, it's not so much the hosts, it's the people speaking I want to hear from. The hosts have their agenda.
Everybody has their agenda.
Yeah, exactly. But, you know, if there's a guy from the left and a guy from the right, I want to see them duke it out.
Yeah.
But it was making, even them debating made me sick.
It's harder and harder to find people, unless you go to Fox, it's harder and harder to find people on the right that defend this, though, because I remember during the campaign there was a lot of those people, and I remember the first few months of the presidency on any of the channels you would find a lot of people on the right defending what is going on. As
they were full of optimism, you know,
right? Well, right, or you know, give them time, this, that, the other thing. As we've progressed, you know. Now, you could say maybe MSNBC or CNN doesn't want those people. I don't believe that's true, especially MSNBC, because they keep on hiring Republicans to be on their shows. I think Fox News has that market covered for whatever reason.
Yes, they do.
Yeah.
That's the go-to conservative.
But I don't think there's as many of them. I think a lot of the – and we've seen, you know, his numbers have gone down. I think a lot of the people that he had initially are disillusioned.
I think what I'm seeing and feeling and hearing in the media is that constant barrage, that – anger that Trump won. Not so much what he's doing. I mean, what he's doing, the tweeting and that nonsense, I get it. Yeah. People should be mad. You know,
that Trump won? I don't get that.
I'm not saying because he won.
People are still mad, but it's that viciousness.
I don't
that
get
never
that.
Never went away. Where
I think
you're right. And Republicans were like, all right, let's give him a chance. The Democrats, that night Hillary lost, and everybody was crying.
Yeah, yes. That night, yes.
She forgot
yes.
that.
For a few months,
duh,
yes.
40% of the electorate, I campaigned and didn't speak to them once.
No.
Anyway.
I'll give you for the first
anyway,
few.
Yeah.
I'll give you for the first few
but,
months.
Yeah, but it didn't stop. That's the problem, though. It didn't stop. And Trump took care of it. He did some.
No, I find the only ones who bring up Hillary or Donald. I honestly,
I find
or
that to
or
be
Fox
true
News
too.
When they want to do uranium. Like,
no,
I don't hear.
They're ripping him on
everything.
Fox
he does.
News?
Not Fox News. CNN, MSNBC, the major stations.
Well, there's a lot to
it.
It
never stopped, though. That's the problem. It just never. I think most.
No, that's not true.
So
that's not true. When he had that, when he did the bipartisan meeting, last week, when he held that meeting to talk about immigration,
the temporary ceasefire.
Yeah.
No, but I'm saying
kinda. Yeah.
No. What I'm saying is
it's a constant barrage.
Well, wait. What I'm saying is CNN gave him props for that.
Yeah.
They hate that fact that Hillary didn't lose, and I get.
No, Hillary
that,
did lose.
Yes, but they the left wing media hates that, and they're not letting. They hate the fact that Trump put a justice in because that was supposed to be Hillary's justice.
Well, no,
that Obama was leading. That's why. Do you think they?
Well,
why do you think though with that kind of leverage though the Democrats allowed Obama not. And that bothered me, too, because that was his presidency. And right or left, that's your presidency.
Even Joe agreed. No, we all agree with that.
That was completely wrong.
But what I'm saying is...
You're talking about what Mitch McConnell did
to
enable Trump to get Gordon. No, we all agreed on that.
Nobody knew Trump was winning. Hillary
Trump didn't know he was going to win.
So I think, correct. Nobody knew he was going
to win. Nobody knew.
Hillary was supposed to be the shoo-in
Joe did.
Candidate, yada, yada, yada.
Joe did.
Well, his hardcore base, yeah. They were flags.
Joe said Trump's got... Joe was right. Joe was absolutely...
All hardcore Trump supporters were right.
Isolate that.
He was absolutely right, and he was very magnanimous in the weeks after that.
The liberal left lost a Supreme Court judge because they gave it away, and they're mad about it.
Yeah.
And I'm talking about the establishment. I'm not talking about guys like you. I'm talking about establishment, powerful Democrats are pissed off. Because for the first time in forever, they almost had the court.
Yep.
And they lost it, and they did it to themselves, and they were really pissed.
I don't know if they did it. I don't know.
That?
I don't think
they did it to themselves, though.
I do. I think they banked on Hillary winning. Even I was thinking, I'm like, hey, the coin's in the air right now. The coin's in the air.
All right, I don't want to relitigate. I don't want to relitigate that.
She's coming off of a very popular president. You know, Obama left with one of the highest popularity ratings of all time.
Yeah.
You know?
And the thing about this presidency is he just gets more popular. Same with W.
I saw a poll that had Oprah Winfrey beating Donald Trump by 20 points if they ran right now.
Nobody's ripped into
Oprah
Winfrey
yet. 2 years during Trump's candidacy. He wasn't supposed to win. He's down 20 points, 30 points, a million points. He kept winning. So even these polls, after a while, being a guy pretty much in the center, I'm like, no, you guys suck.
Yeah, they people were lying to
this
the pollsters.
Media filler. Yeah, all right.
I don't want to cover
that.
About
politics.
No, no, we could. I don't want to rehash how the media covered it and how Trump won. It's the here and now. It is what it is. Trump is president, and if there are people on the left, they need to fucking deal with it.
Well, I have to disagree with you, Russ, about people, you know, because it's sounding like the whole problem that people are having with Trump is sour grapes, and that's
I don't think that's true.
That's the fuse that was lit.
I think that it started.
No,
It was outrage.
No, I think
it wasn't just the Hillary supporters and the feminists and stuff like that. It was the grassroots Democrats. I get that.
Those damn feminists.
The power brokers in Washington who were outraged at themselves that they threw away a Supreme Court justice.
I don't know if that's
really,
true.
Yes, they were pissed. They were dummies and they were pissed. They should have told Mitch McConnell, this is Obama's presidency.
They did. They didn't have the votes. They couldn't do anything.
Yeah, they could have done it. There was a nuclear option on the table. They could have got.
They couldn't do anything. Yeah. They could not do anything.
On Hillary to wipe the floor with Trump. She outspent him. She out campaigned him. She out everything him and came up short because her campaign managers forgot to remind her. Hey, there's 40% of a country you got to talk to, and you're not doing it.
All right. First of all,
and that's why Trump won.
All right. First of all, what you say about how her attitude toward it, very valid.
Yeah.
I will give you. I'm not going to, but. And then I really don't want to talk about this. It's such old news.
Right, so Pip screwed up a party.
No. But
yeah, that's the long and short of it.
I will throw in. She was way ahead in the polls.
Way ahead.
Until Comey said.
It was a key state poll.
Until Comey said she's under investigation again. That was 10 days out.
Yep.
It did.
Oh,
no,
people like, oh, I changed my mind.
Yes. No. She sunk immediately in the polls.
Yes, yeah, so
and we
close.
Did not know that Trump was under investigation.
The polls are bogus, right. Though.
No, I don't. All right. And the
Trump
other thing.
Trump wasn't supposed to last a month. He won the primary. He knocked out 16 Republicans and beat one of the biggest establishment politicians of our time. The polls don't mean crap to me. I look at these polls on TV and I'm like, hey, okay.
No, I don't.
So let's see.
I don't want to get into the polls.
70% of people in San Francisco are going to vote for Oprah Winfrey. No kidding.
Donald Trump. Donald Trump.
You do a poll, Davin. You called three people. In
Donald
the
Trump won.
And 100 people in San
here's
Francisco.
Here's the numbers. I don't want
to.
This is so boring. But here,
statistics.
Here are the numbers. Donald Trump won by 70,000 people over three states, which is well within the margin of error. So it's not like the polls were completely wrong.
Yeah,
it was within.
Polls had Hillary trouncing.
Up until 10 days.
Yeah.
And then everything tightened. And
that happened with Obama, too, in both his elections, and he kicked the crap out of McCain. Oh, they're tied tonight.
No.
Wiped the floor with John.
And then we don't know.
I remember the election. Oh, it's down, neck and neck, right down. The polls are tied. It's election day, November 4th. Blah, blah, blah. Okay. Obama kicked his ass sideways.
Well, there you go. All right. So anyway.
It's that weak side.
Yeah, there you go.
Let's transition. I don't want to fucking. A year and a half ago, I don't want to talk about this fucking
that's
election.
That's what I'm talking about. It's not going away. Anyway.
No.
Well, actually, we don't talk about the.
You're over it?
I've been over it.
People aren't. Davin, a lot of people.
I don't know those
people.
I
had a conversation with a guy I know, and he said his mood has since changed. The quality of his life has decreased since Trump got elected.
But that's
his
physical different.
Being his psyche.
But that's
has
different.
Been altered.
That's different.
That's different
really?
Than. Yeah, yes.
That's no different than the dumb shits down south screaming racist nonsense after Obama.
No, what I'm telling you
is the same level.
No, I'm trying to disseminate your point. Mm. What I'm saying is, yes, people are very upset and they've been depressed since then. But what I'm telling you is
snowflakes.
Right. Anyway, what I'm telling you is no. It has to do with what's going on. It's not that Hillary lost. Hillary did not have
A lot of it's still there.
I don't know anybody that was so.
I really don't know anybody. Anybody liberal that's still crying about that.
No.
They're talking.
We don't
about
give a
the
shit
day
about Hillary.
Day.
We don't give
the
a
day
shit.
Day
about...
is just insanity.
All right, all right.
Well,
so let's get to the day
to
day. Let's get to the day to day, and hopefully Joe will get here soon so we can move on. All right. So yesterday was Martin Luther King Day.
Yes. Mm-hmm.
I feel he's one of the most important men in our country's history.
Correct.
Yes.
We all agree on that?
Yes.
Did you guys do anything special to commemorate his message yesterday?
No.
No.
Nor did I. The closest I can say we came is we were getting rid of some of my daughter's old clothes and some of my daughter's old clothing. And so we asked somebody... who we asked if they want, like, the hand-me-downs, a friend.
Mm-hmm.
And they said, well, there's this couple of families in this town that had fires, and they have kids in that range. So we gave the clothing to them that way. That's the closest I could say that we did was giving to a family in need.
Okay.
Which, because if you recall, in 1994, the King family asked that his day be celebrated by a day of community service.
Oh,
okay.
You know what? I actually didn't know that.
Right.
That's very interesting.
Right. Wait, so I'm not even saying it was intentional that we did, but that's the closest thing. Because I was thinking about, like, you know what?
It is not wrong with that.
And I will admit that because of this presidency, this... No, but just the conversations that we're having, the discourse that America is having...
Right.
...is conversations we really haven't had since the 60s. So
yeah.
It's the first time in my lifetime...
That's fair.
So it's the first time in my lifetime that I really had to think about Dr. Martin Luther King because he wasn't alive in my lifetime.
Right.
And by the time I was born, by the time I was aware, was the 90s where you had Bill Clinton, who was called the first African-American president. And then we had Barack Obama, who's the first president. And then you had George H. You had Reagan, which I wasn't really aware of. George H.W. Bush, I don't really remember. Well, as far as race, I remember from the war and the taxes. You had W, who got attacked for Katrina as being a racist by Kanye, which I thought was wrong. I thought, no, he's just inept. I didn't think there was race. But you also at the same time, in Africa, George W. Bush is beloved because of the money that he's given towards AIDS and everything that the United States did under his. So, and under Obama, I start to feel the bubbling up of racism by some.
Oh, yeah.
But we're actually having and we started to have that conversation, but we're not, never before ever, where they've asked the president directly, are you racist, this, that, the other thing.
Right.
So I started thinking about Martin Luther King Jr. and go, you know what? Like we do with many of our holidays, like take Veterans Day or Memorial Day.
Mm-hmm.
We have a parade. We don't really do anything to commemorate.
Yeah, not especially.
That's
I right. mean, although
the
maybe
do.
Maybe we'll talk
people
about it on Facebook.
Do.
But then I asked,
communities don't.
Right.
But then I asked my daughter. I'm like, well, you know, did you guys do anything for Martin Luther King?
Yeah, usually
Jr.
in school it's discussed.
There really wasn't anything.
That it's not healthy.
There really wasn't anything.
No, that's an opportunity to have a conversation with kids about civil rights.
Yes.
Right. And what a great. And we all agree.
Absolutely. What grade is she now?
She's in the sixth grade. You can start really having some conversations.
Yeah, you help people. You know, there are people who weren't equal and teaching kids about equality. That's a good thing.
So I started
thinking.
That's
what Martin Luther King was when we were kids, anyway.
Yeah.
That was the day the teacher spoke to you. You know, hey, he was a cool guy. And
I don't.
He helped people out. And,
my memory
exactly.
sucks.
You know, if you live outside of South Carolina.
My memory sucks, so I don't remember. What
you're
I do.
You're kind of pissed off.
Well, I do remember growing up that there were still states that didn't, like Arizona, didn't celebrate Martin Luther King.
Right. I remember that.
That was way back, yeah. That was before it was a national
holiday, right?
Yeah, I mean, it was really
no. It was after it was a national holiday.
It was after
it
was a national holiday because
they pushed back
because states could opt out.
Yeah, it was one of the western states. It was that. Was
Arizona.
Yeah.
So
yeah, I remember that.
I got to thinking, like, I feel like we should be doing more on his birthday. Like, I feel
it
like
hurt. It'd be a positive.
I feel like if we're gonna have a day off, like most of us do.
Mm-hmm.
I feel like perhaps our jobs should be pushing us, since obviously we're not going to do it ourselves, to like go into soup kitchens.
Why not?
Yeah, like I really feel like, because that's what the family wants.
But I don't think that that's up to our employers to make us
do
that.
But who is? Because we're not doing it ourselves.
I know, but it has to come from within.
But we're not those people. Let's be honest about it.
Turn on cable news. It's all right there.
We're not good.
Suck.
We're not good when it comes to that. Some of us are.
Mm-hmm. I thought it was a humanist.
No. Oh, listen, you're a good human being. I know this about you.
Yeah.
But as far as that altruism,
mm-hmm.
it's not innate in all of us.
That's true.
Especially
as we're becoming less religious, and I'm not a very religious person. I'm not religious at all. But that was traditionally what the houses of worship pushed you to. Not on Martin Luther King Day.
Not
but,
necessarily now, but...
But
he had religious undertone. He was a reverend. He was,
right.
And Martin Luther King was...
But we're dropping the ball.
This is all very...
We're dropping the ball on a day. And then I go... Then I look at... And then this is where it's going to bring Trump into it, unfortunately.
Here we go.
No, but I look at what the other presidents have done.
Yeah.
Clinton did stuff.
I'm sure.
W did stuff. Like W would have black faith leaders into the White House and have a luncheon with them.
Trump play golf or go away.
We'll get there. Obama would bring his family to a soup kitchen,
okay.
And DC. Like all these presidents, and so it's not. I'm not saying it's a left right thing. And then we have our president now. Everybody has to hear this. He's the president of the United States. In case there's people that think
he's
that
the president, whether you like it or not,
right?
He's
the president of the United States.
Mr. Like It or Not.
Really, we're all on the same ship.
Yeah.
So,
yeah.
And this man has been...
I didn't want to see Obama fail either.
This
is my country. I live here.
This man...
Yeah.
So Donald Trump has been called a racist since the 70s. He was sued by the Justice Department for...
But he's done a lot in New York. And
I'm not saying he is or he isn't. Now, I'm going to say... In the past, I'm not saying he is or he isn't, and I would leave it there. I am going to say at this point, I think he's a racist. But that I'm saying...
That's a big word, Devin.
Yes, well, I've seen enough. That's not the point.
I'm sure he's a racist.
That's not the point.
That's a horrible...
Yeah, and I'm there. I'm there. I've given him enough.
Listen,
and I'm there. But that's not the point.
Yeah, okay,
that's not the point I'm trying to make here. That's not the point I'm trying to make here. Shouldn't he... And listen, he could play golf. He does it.
Yeah. It was a day off to him, the government.
There's always a day. I get it. There's always a day off. And honestly, somebody who doesn't like his policies, I'm happy when he's on the golf course.
He's out of the office.
Exactly. But, shouldn't he have set an example? And listen, there would be people on the left that would criticize it as him making a show of it.
Didn't we expect this, though?
What?
Didn't we expect this?
But forget about what weeks. Listen, people like me expect it because I don't think very much of this man.
Obviously,
but shouldn't
think
he have
about a guy who's never really?
He's never done anything
into public service,
right?
Civil service or anything.
But he's the president now.
I'm not defending. I agree with you. By the way, I think any sitting president should honor that day. I also think there should be observation or more of attention to Rosa Parks. By the way, he's actually one of my favorite American rebels.
Mm.
That's what she was.
I could see you liking her.
Absolutely.
Yeah,
that's
I can see.
Kind of, that's
yeah.
my kind of American.
So you're kind of Dane.
That's your
kind
of gal.
Really, that's my kind of American.
Yeah.
Yes.
That's who Rosa Parks is to me.
Okay.
But, I agree. I can understand even, you know, you being left to center, hating Trump, thinking he's a racist. I think you're being fair by insisting that the leader of our nation acknowledge civil rights.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And especially when you're
that's fair.
So embattled
yeah.
like
with
this president has
side.
Been.
Yeah, yeah.
And listen, the right's going to say, It's not fair, and I'm not having that argument this moment on whether it's fair or not. But we can all agree that this man has been, during his presidency and during his campaign, has been embattled in this race issue.
Yes.
And the right's going to say it's not fair, and I'm not entertaining it. Maybe it is, maybe it isn't. I have my opinions on it. But why, just for self-preservation, why
wouldn't you?
I'm not even saying you got to fly back to D.C. and do a soup kitchen in D.C.
No, anything.
Anything.
GW had
faith leaders.
Black faith leaders at the White House. That's positive.
Yes.
Yeah. You know, and again, the benefit to that is it gives the media.
Now, he did something on Friday.
From the highest level.
He had people people in the White House on Friday.
Okay.
But it's not Martin Luther. He had some black leaders in there. And the nephew of Martin Luther King said, I don't think he's racist. I just think he's racially ignorant and stupid.
Really?
Yeah, that's what he said. But whatever. But I mean, on that day, because it comes from the top down. It really
does. That's why I agree with you. There should have been something more formal on that day. Yeah, golf stop.
Yeah.
I just think it says so much.
It does. It's
and again, I'm holding myself accountable too because I'm thinking I need to do better on that day. I'm not the president.
Right.
Correct.
Right.
So I mean, I just think as a society, we've dropped the ball on that day.
Mm-hmm.
Unless you're a racist, and no, I'm not saying anybody's racist or not. I'm saying the president's racist.
Why are you looking at me?
No, but I don't. but unless you're a racist. And you don't like civil rights, it should be something that's an American concept.
Yes.
Correct.
Yeah.
Yes, Dr. King did not belong in the black community. He belonged to our country.
Right, and I feel like we have not, as white people, we have dropped the ball.
Yeah, he made us the nation we were supposed to be.
Now, he was hated in his time. Yeah. The FBI was watching him.
He wanted to get assassinated.
Right.
Yeah. No, they didn't like him at all.
No, but even the government didn't like
him. You think that means people don't like it if you get assassinated?
Yeah,
Is that one of those markers?
Yeah.
Mm.
Yeah, then the other thing I want to talk about.
King, X, you know.
Yeah. The
Kennedys. Yeah. Can't forget the Kennedys.
Along this line of thought, and it's pretty heavy open to the show, but whatever. We're going to have a lot of fun later on. There's going to be a lot of...
They let Ted live.
What?
Sorry?
What was that? They let Ted Kennedy live.
Yeah.
They figured he'd kill himself. They were wrong.
They figured he would go far.
They're like, we're not really worried about this one.
President, they knew Ted was stuck right in the Senate. He was going nowhere. his career was over then.
Yeah, we're not worried about this one.
No.
I promise we're going to have debauchery soon. I promise you that. It's going to be a fun show. But we'll just do some of this heavier stuff now, and then when Joe get here, we'll...
Get silly.
Yeah. I feel like under Obama... There was more murmurs from races. Like, you started to become... Because some of the critiques... And listen, there are things you could critique Obama on. And if you want to critique him on policy, that's fine. If you're against... I'm never going to go, you can't say it because it's against policy. That's fine. But I felt like some of the critiques against Obama, and now looking back on it, were racist. So I felt like we start to see
a lot of people, and to be fair, didn't like the fact that a black guy was in the White House.
Right.
Yeah.
So I started to notice.
And some never got over it for 8 years.
Right.
They sat in front of their TVs drinking beer, bitching and moaning.
Right. And again, I'm not talking about the people who want to call out Obama's faults.
No.
I'm not talking about or people who disagree with his policy. That's fine.
Yeah.
That's what politics is about. But
it'll bring his color of his skin in.
But I felt like people did that, and now I feel like...
Just another pain-in-the-ass Democrat. Doesn't matter what color he was.
Right, Russ. Hey, speaking of pains in the asses, hey, Joe.
he's here.
Now, I feel like under this presidency, he's made it okay... And we can have the argument what he's done directly or indirectly to make this. That's certainly an argument that could be had. But I want to take that aside. I feel like this president has given cover for people to be blatantly racist now, and it's accepted.
Really?
I'm noticing it now.
That's really extreme. I mean, you had the whole march thing down south with the tiki torches.
Although, yeah.
Well, we've always had the KKK.
Exactly. That's where I was going. That was always there. The fact that they happened to march while Trump.
No, I'm not talking about that. I'm not talking.
What did he do to really?
I'm not saying he did anything.
Oh, okay.
I'm not having that. I'm not even having this argument on what Trump did or could have done better. I'm not leaving Trump out of this, except for the fact the way he's perceived by people who have those racist inclinations.
Oh, that's media, Devin. I get where you're going.
No, but I'm seeing it on social media. I'm seeing people saying outwardly more racist things or defending things that would not have been defended in the past.
Right now, our country is in the midst of
a future altering discussion on immigration.
Yes.
And that's where I'm seeing the most of it, where people will discuss the immigration issue, and it's hard to discuss that kind of issue and not sound racist.
And
you really got
to
hold
I think you can have that conversation. Yeah, even hard. if you here, I'll tell you how to do it. I'll tell you how the right could do it. I'll tell you how the right could do it. You know what? And now I'm not saying this is my argument, but this is how the right could do it. You know what? Our country's full. We have an we have an evolving economy. Unfortunately, we have a lot of unskilled workers that can't find work. We need to have a merit-based system. You need to have these type of credentials or fill this type of thing. You could make that argument. Yeah. From the right, and not, and I would not construe it as racist.
But you know what though? A lot of people, because so many people are like a lightning rod for anything that leans that way. That you might
listen. There's always going to be nuts on the left that are going to call
you
racist.
But I'm still saying where you in particular might not have a problem with it, but there are a whole host of people that would.
I understand that. You're never going to please anybody. But Russ said you can't have that argument without being called racist. And I just told you the way.
It's difficult to have a prolonged discussion about the topic of illegal immigration and not come off like a racist douchebag.
I was talking about legal immigration. Mm-hmm. Illegal and legal immigration are two different things.
Well, there's no problem with legal immigration.
Apparently there is.
No.
That's what
people
we heard.
Come illegally, come legally.
No, that's what we heard in the White House. That's what the whole hubbubaloo was this last week.
No, that's...
That was not about illegals. That was about legal immigration.
Yes.
That was about legal...
Well, first, we don't know if that's correct yet.
No, listen.
That's got to be verified.
I'm going to take Lindsey Graham, who's been sucking the Trump cock up until this point.
Lindsey Graham, let me tell you one. We were talking about skunks before. He's a skunk.
They're all skunks.
I don't trust
the they're
son
not
of
all
a bitch
skunks.
As far as like a shot put.
Well, who do you trust?
Okay. Well, in Washington right now, the janitors. I think they're good people, and
they're the best.
Cut, they keep everything clean.
they got the best probes.
Tax cuts should go to people like them.
People are saying the White House has never looked this clean.
Who literally clean up the shit.
You're at the press conference.
Yeah, they are.
The waxings never look good. The buffing's the best. People have said they've never seen such a shine in the Oval Office.
They said
Obama kept it like a pigsty. Hillary would have had her panties and pantsuits all over the place.
I didn't even know why you're going there. That could be the press conference. It's not even going for a joke.
I'm sure it's on the to-do list.
I wasn't going for the joke. I was doing a transcription of it.
Unfortunately, it sounds like something Trump would say, but unfortunately, the people in that room is shady. It's shady people, man.
Whatever they
are. Lindsey Graham? God.
Dick Durbin had a
that skunk for toilet paper.
Let's put it this way.
Useless.
Remember the two Republicans, and I don't want to get into that per se, but the two Republicans said, "Oh, we couldn't remember," and then they said, "No, he didn't say it." Who doesn't remember? If you can't remember a conversation you were part of 2 days ago, please leave political office.
Donald Trump?
What?
Do you really listen to Donald Trump?
Yes.
You do? Oh wow. Yeah, you're so hyped up.
No, I'm not. I'm not even attacking.
Take a grain of salt, otherwise you throw yourself out of a friggin' window.
No, but if you notice, I'm not.
Dead a dream. Sorry.
And then where would you go? And then who would take you in on Tuesdays?
That's funny stuff.
But if you notice, I'm not even attacking Trump. I'm not even.
I get it. It's a tone, an attitude that we developed as a country.
I feel like it's okay now. To say the shit people would never say.
Hold it. I think the thing is to say the stuff people always have in the back of their mind.
Well, then they're racist.
No, they're not racist. They're calling it what it is. It's shithole countries. It is.
Right,
I'm sorry. If you want to hold the teddy bear and while we talk about
it. Have
you
been to those countries?
Yeah, you see they're dumps. They're rifled with crime and corruption.
Have you been to parts of our country?
Well, I'm saying it's not a shithole there.
And then he brings in Norway, and Norway would look at America and go, fuck that, what a shithole country. I mean, Norway, though.
I got to agree. I would move to Norway in a minute.
They're much happier. They live longer.
I would drink
Norway.
Have a
that was a good example.
Yeah, you know, Norway is so left.
To do it.
Norway is so left. Bernie Sanders would blush. You would.
They call him a radical.
No, they would. No, Bernie doesn't go enough. They would say because Norway is far left of Bernie.
They don't have the issues that we have, being a major power, our population.
But I'm just saying to bring up a country that would call us a shithole.
Yeah. Anything? How many people are trying to get into Norway?
More people and.
What are they doing about it?
No, in 2016, more people came from the U.S. to Norway than came from Norway to the U.S.
How many people from non-U.S. nations?
are trying to sneak in Norway.
That's what Trump meant. Good that we're actually going there.
So that he's going to bring Bernie in and he's going to make us more like Norway.
That's such a good plan. We're trying to go there.
So you're going to vote Bernie.
If
Bernie comes out in 2020 goes, listen, I want to be like Norway, then he's got Joe Curry's vote.
No.
Do we know what happens when Eastern Europeans sneak into Norway? Are they asked to leave? Can they get government benefits that are all?
I don't know, but they're very happy people.
They're very happy people. They don't have our immigration problems. A global problem.
Whatever they're doing, they don't want to come here. They're much happier.
The Swiss are happy too. They don't care if the world burns.
At least we got the welcome mat out. No, we don't have the welcome mat anymore.
Think about it.
All right. So anyway, forget. Well, I want to move on from that because I'm going to segue into something else with immigration. But I just feel like it's okay now to say things that were murmured, like things that we all laughed at Archie Bunker about for saying. We all now I feel like there's a part of the segment goes, he was right, and they're willing to say it.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, so Joe has been Joe has said that we have to do something about DACA, and Joe has said, you know, we just can't deport these people. You've mm-hmm. said that on this air.
Oh, yeah, absolutely. Mm-hmm.
Right. I don't know how you feel about
it. I agree.
Okay. So
even if it's five, I don't care. The 800,000 are veterans.
So I want to talk about something.
Yeah. Just the military members.
Yeah.
We're a better country than that.
I want to talk about something that happened yesterday. Not DACA, because he was not in the age range. I don't know if you heard the story. All right. So I want to talk about
this. Guy's been here 30 years, right?
Yeah. Let me set it up. And then we'll talk about it, then we'll take a break. Guy's been here 30 years. His parents brought him over when he was 9. Illegal. His parents brought him over illegally when he was 9. Not a citizen. Been here 30 years. Pays all of his taxes.
Yes,
no criminal record. Yep. Yep. Has 2 teenage kids. Married.
Why can't he go to the front of the line?
Part of the community. Yesterday, they forcibly deported him.
It's insane.
Is this the country we want to be? Because this goes headlines. This does not, in my opinion, this does not help us.
No.
Joe, what are your thoughts on
why did what was the backstory why they deported him?
He's here illegally, and he doesn't fit in the specific DACA range because he's outaged it. Like DACA is specific to certain ages.
And what's the certain age?
You know what? It's probably like 9 to like or
9 to 20, I think. How old is this person?
This guy's 39 years old. Been in the country 30 years. This is his home.
But again, filed his taxes, never got arrested. Come on, that's terrible.
As far as we know, without like digging into like every last ounce of it, he's a good American.
See, what the problem is this person fell between the cracks.
Yes.
Of the way it should be.
No, but that's not true because they were fighting. So this could have this should have been kicked up. You know, I'm not saying this is President Trump's fault, but somewhere below President Trump.
Oops, we got a guy here who should have been
gone. Although, you know what? By the time it started making news, I'm sure President Trump did know about it.
Yeah,
I mean, somebody could have said, whoa.
Yeah.
This is not. Now you're part of. Now you're part of his 35%. I don't know exactly what it is. You're part of Trump's core base.
The core base.
But Joe's part of the base.
You get a special watch and a T-shirt.
Yes, yes, you do. Says Trump University. They gave him away after the settlement. But he plays to you.
We're bigly. We're huge.
What do you think of that?
It was wrong to do. The problem is there's not a protocol that's set in with the DACA. Now with DACA,
all right. But before we get to DACA, so you think they should have let this guy stay here?
Yeah.
Put him to the front line. Now, would you say amnesty? Give him a path to citizenship?
Yeah.
Yeah. Okay.
On, yeah.
And the right. No. We all agree. But the right, and you're pretty right these days. They would say you were being far left, and that's what Trump is.
No, we're not all like that.
No, I'm not. Like I know you're not all like. But there's that faction.
You got it.
And that's what Trump has to contend with.
You got to remember something. Also, you know, with DACA, they need to work. They need to work something out with DACA. They need to have a protocol in place. They need to have it in a certain age group. What they did was wrong. Fortunately, you're dealing with a public bureaucracy. No matter who, you know, it's not like Trump is downstairs, you know, personally handling every case.
Well, here's the thing. This guy got a waiver.
And I'm not saying it's right. It's wrong. But I'm just telling you.
This guy
got
a waiver in 2009 from the Obama administration. Okay. So apparently he got
on the radar.
Yeah. So this guy was known. So apparently that waiver got rescinded. Now, again, I'm not saying Trump did it because I don't know how it works. But somebody high up made the decision, so I don't think it fell beyond the.
I don't think even Trump, who loves negative press, does not want that kind of press.
No, I don't think he would either.
Absolutely.
But he hasn't spoken about it either.
Now, here's the thing. You don't know how it works. Now, I'm not being facetious when I say this.
I don't know how a lot of things work.
I'm curious how it worked. Was he pro? And I'm, you know, look at both points. Was this person proactive on trying to work within the waiver, whatever the conditions of the waiver
yes,
was?
Yes, he had attorneys. Yeah, they were trying to work within
he had
the
lawyers,
system.
Yeah.
Okay, all right, that's fine.
This
that's
guy did everything, and they're still
right,
trying to get him back. So now they have the wife on there. She goes, I got to get another job because now I have to support my two kids, my household here, and my husband, who's basically been shipped back to a foreign country.
Yeah, to him.
To support.
Not even home anymore, to be honest.
Yeah, I mean, he's been here for he's an for all intents and purposes, he's an American.
He's an American.
He's as American for all intents and purposes, he's as American as anybody around this table.
Mm-hmm.
So, but the point is, the president has not spoken about this, but this is being plastered all over the world. I posted on Facebook.
Where's the ruckus from?
No,
I
posted
executive office. That's what you want.
Mr. Reagan, the city on the city on the shining hill has shut off its lights. Because that was Reagan who put us up there, who used to be the Republican pillar.
Yeah, literally.
In our lifetime.
Literally.
In our lifetime was the Republican pillar.
Yeah, he built the party.
Right, he did. It was the Reagan Revolution.
Yep.
This is not what he foresaw.
No.
Reagan would not recognize this.
He offered amnesty, too. Took a lot of shit for it.
W-1 and amnesty also. So I'm not making it a right-left thing. I'm not doing it.
It's only because you can only have people here for so long following the rules before
right.
you say, hey, are they one of us now? And I don't mean that in a racist way.
No, I know what you're saying.
I'm speaking bluntly.
Right.
You know, like, hey, like that guy, I'm sorry, he's an American. You know, he should not be shipped.
So we all agree something should be done, and this guy should be brought back here?
Absolutely.
Well,
Joe?
I'm sure he will. I mean, if it's look, if it's getting the publicity, it's getting.
Only if Trump gets his
you know.
He'll have the Mexican guy build the wall.
He's negotiating the wall with the solar panel.
All right, what's Trucker Tom have to say?
Well, Trucker Tom said, and I don't know the answer to this, so if you guys know better.
Yes, we do.
He said, but.
Comedy show, damn it.
He said.
Are we?
But he also had 30 years to try to obtain legal status. He didn't. His parents had all that time to make him legal before he became an adult, and they didn't. So I don't know his particular status.
Here's the message I think it sends, and law enforcement will tell you this is a bad thing. This is the impetus behind sanctuary cities, by the
way. Maybe he's become a typical American teenager and just didn't know how to
do it. What it does is now
he
finds
it after all.
You're pushing all these people into the shadows.
Yes.
Now they are not going to. So now where it used to be see something,
pushing
say something.
Ground, yeah.
They're not going to participate in society. We're going to create this underground thing. They're not going to come to us if there's a terrorist or something, or they see a murder. Because they're seeing what's happened to this guy.
Women don't speak out about being abused because they're afraid of being deported.
Right.
But the same thing, you know, with you had all this time, but there was never a protocol that was put into place.
Well, they've been trying. Listen, W tried. Obama tried. They both tried to get reform.
Clinton tried.
Yeah, Clinton. They tried. They can never get it done. Now, you want to blame Congress or Senate? Be my guest. Have at it. The Dems had control. The Republicans had control. The fact of the matter is.
And now that's why this is such a shit sandwich for our country and why it's getting so hostile. Mm-hmm. And you get the off-color comments because this issue literally sat and festered for 3 decades and nobody did a goddamn
thing.
And the thing
about it is, it's not that difficult to figure out. If you
they had the compromise. If you listen to Graham and Durbin,
no more Graham.
No, but I'm saying they had a bill that they would have passed. And when President Trump was holding his meeting last Tuesday, he initially said whatever you guys put in front of me, I'll sign. And then they put something in front of him, and
they came back with something kind of. He wants the wall. He campaigned on the wall.
Well, he campaigned on Mexico paying for it. So
I know that.
Unless Mexico set up a PayPal account,
that's policy. That's rhetoric, and I think
that's how it.
Agree on
no,
that.
No, no, no,
but
no, no.
He campaigned on the wall. I think that was just stupid. That's just silliness when he was saying Mexico.
No, people believe it. I asked
people.
And he said it as earnestly as he said he wanted a wall.
Tariffs, that's the only thing you can impose.
And that's Russ? Probably going to be good. It's going to be tariffs. There's
going to
be tariffs because he's going to renegotiate NAFTA.
And good shipping.
And that's
how he's
going to do it. Well, but it's on the table. I think it's going to be right after this.
After he gets past this. What he can do, realistically, is good shipping by land. You can't cross that wall unless you pay.
Yeah.
It's a toll bridge.
Listen, I don't want to get into the whole.
I get what you're saying.
But what I'm saying is, do we all agree it's a bad look for this country when we're tearing a family away from crying kids?
Yeah.
Not good.
Yeah. All right, we all agree on that, Jeff?
Yeah, and also I also think that it should be at the forefront that it has to be fixed, and it has to be fixed now. And everybody's going to have to come to the table and negotiate. They're going to have to give the wall so they can get DACA. And like I said, you weren't brought here. You know, you were brought here, and it's not fair. However, these are the steps that will be in place. Citizenship,
right? But what I'm saying, what Trump has to contend with, and I'm not blaming Trump for this. To the right of Trump, to the hard right, there are those people that do not want amnesty, do not want a pathway to citizenship. That's what he has, that's what he's dealing with. I'm not even blaming him for that. I would blame him for kowtowing to that, but that is his reality.
I don't think he's kowtowing to that, and I also agree that he doesn't really, you know, want that. I mean, it's basically,
I don't know what he wants.
He wants every,
it's a ladybug.
You know.
Is it?
Yes, it's a ladybug.
Oh my God.
It's good luck.
It was huge.
They are actually.
You had a good luck. So you were in good hands.
It landed on my head. I freaked.
All right. It likes you.
Maybe it likes cat piss. What do you want me to tell you?
There's no cat piss on my head.
How do we know? Joe, take a sniff.
I'm not watching this. I'm not watching this.
Put me right to work with everything.
It's coyote piss.
Let me have my hat off. I've got
to
figure out.
Russ is trying to trap.
Russ, this is my unwinding fear. I have my hat or jacket off. I got to comment on policy. I got to stiff for half a pit.
Yeah.
I'm at the office for 10 minutes. I'm up to my ass already.
We know you can multitask. We're very confident in your ability.
Just when is this news?
Funny.
All right. So we all agree it's a bad look.
Yeah, right now, yeah.
Yeah.
Okay. All right, we're going to have fun now.
Yay.
We're going to have fun tonight. we're going to do Name That Orgasm. We're going to give you a sex survey. Russ was parenting, which is very interesting. We are going to talk about some crazy things going on at the school with some racial issues.
Yes.
But, there's going to be a lot of laughs tonight.
We're going to work on that.
We're going to decode the Bible for you. We're going to give you a modern spin on ancient.
The Vinci Codes or Davin's Den?
Our spin on it. So there's going to be a lot of fun stuff. So I apologize for all this. There was just shit. We had a stall for Joe to get here. And, we had nothing else to talk about, really. Yeah. It was like Pip at a party.
You do a Pip thing.
Sorry, I ruined the party.
But we do have new music from John Dartnell with Tell Her and The Crowning with She's Running. I wonder if it's about Hillary.
No, it's about Oprah, actually.
And you can learn. There you go. Better yet. You can learn more about both artists at deucemusic.com. Don't go anywhere, I promise. Laugh's coming up.